New Country Z100, Brantley Gilbert. One hell of an amen. His latest here at New Country Z100. I was telling you earlier during the nitty gritty how Josh Turner participated in something really cool. The first ever Special Olympics Unified Relay Across America on Sunday. Josh Turner ran the Flame of Hope into Nashville, Tennessee with one of the athletes. And now today I believe they're running it out. And it's actually making its way to Southern Illinois, which I feel is very cool. Paul Meltzer with Special Olympics here in the studio with me. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Tell me about this, because this is the first time this has ever happened, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is actually part of our World Games that's going to be in Los Angeles, July 25th, 2015. So what we decided to do, you know, get as many people involved across the United States as possible. The relay is going to cross all 50 states in 46 days before it makes its way out to Los Angeles. And we're happy as heck that it's coming to Southern Illinois, and we're going to be part of this global movement.
It really is a cool thing, and it's in our neck of the woods. What time does it arrive?
The Flame of Hope is going to arrive this evening in Marion at about 7 o'clock or so. So what we're going to do to prepare for its arrival is we're going to host a community celebration. We just want to encourage, you know, anyone and everyone to come on out, support our runners. We're going to have a nice program. We're going to have some live music by the Mockingbird Hill Band, which is a country band.
Yeah.
You know, encouraging people to come out, bring their lawn chairs, and enjoy the music. This is a rain or shine event. Yeah. Hopefully we're shining rather than raining. We're supposed to get that weather. We're supposed to get that weather cleared out of here.
Yes.
But it, you know, it's a park picnic style setup. Bring your family. We'll have music. We'll have food from 17th Street. We'll have some of our World Games athletes out there. Some local politicians and dignitaries. It's going to be a nice event. It's coming through Southern Illinois, and this being a global event, this is a great opportunity for our community to come out, get involved, and support the cause.
You know, will some athletes be running it in the town, or who's running it actually in the town?
Yes, here? we'll have Team Red, White, and Blue.
Yeah.
That will be actually running the Flame of Hope into the community celebration tonight. Great veterans organization,
yeah.
Big supporters of ours. And they're going to be running it in with a few of our World Games athletes, as well as some of our local athletes that are participating.
This is just cool. And if you want to do this tonight, be at Ray Fosse Park. They're expecting it in at about 7, but hey, get there at 6 o'clock or so, right?
About 5:30, we'll be ready to go. We're going to have some unified bocce and unified flag football opportunities for the community to participate alongside of our athletes out there. And like I said, the music, the food, it should be a great evening just to kind of, you know, celebrate the spirit of Special Olympics and support our local athletes and businesses and residents that are going to be participating in the Unified Relay Across America tonight and tomorrow.
Okay, so yeah, tonight we're at Ray Fosse Park with the Flame.
Yes.
Then where does it go after tonight?
It'll stay in Marion overnight, uh-huh. And then they'll start up again at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And it's going to run through Marion from about 7 to 8 a.m. and then through Carterville about 8 to 8:30. Carbondale 8:30 to about 10:40, DeSoto 10:45, and then up to DuQuoin from about 11:30 to 12:15, and then off to St. Louis tomorrow.
Very cool. It's coming through our neck of the woods here. The first time this has ever been done, and I think it's awesome because we've always had, you know, the Flame for the Olympics that's gone through, and now for Special Olympics we have one as well. And I want to say the name of this ride. It is the Unified Relay Across America, Flame of Hope. I love it. And if you can be in Marion tonight at Ray Fosse Park, get there about 5:30, 6 o'clock. They have a nice celebration tonight. And then tomorrow, we're going to be keeping track of it here at Z100 as this thing moves through our neck of the woods.
Absolutely.
That's cool. So great opportunity right here. I'll have more information for you up on our Z100 Facebook here before I get out of the studio today, and also at Z100FM.com. So Paul, now are you actually going to be running with it? Are you a runner? You're a runner.
I am a runner, but I'm not going to be running in this. I'm more the logistics, the organization of what's going on. You know, it's a big undertaking that we have going on when this is crossing all 50 states in 46 days. So it's a big team effort to get these kind of things planned up. And
yeah.
I'll be at Ray Fosse Park all night tonight, and then I'll be along the race route all day tomorrow. And definitely, if you got nothing going on tomorrow, come out and cheer on those runners.
Absolutely. I love this. Is there a place where we can go, like a website? that would show it, or just Google it and find out more and all that good stuff?
We should have the information up on our website. So if you go to soill.org, we should have the route should be up there. Everything like that should be up there as far as times and when you should expect the flame to come through your neck of the woods.
I love this. Okay, so check it out. We'll have all this up on our website and our Facebook as well. Running the Flame out of Nashville this morning, Eric Pasley, John Party, and Special Olympics Ambassador Lauren Elena will be doing that down in Nashville. And then it's making its way up here, Ray Fosse Park, tonight for that celebration. Then all through Southern Illinois tomorrow. Paul Meltzer, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate the information.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, not a problem. This is going to be a great time and an opportunity for you to get out there and support our local athletes with Special Olympics tonight at Ray Fosse Park in Marion. It's 7:16 this morning. A lot more to come right here at Kent and the Country Morning Show at Z100.